The Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE, Alexis P. Suter Band, taking you back a couple of years. She's got some new stuff that's out. We took you back to 2008 from the album Just Another Fool. And joining us now live on the telephone is our guest, Alexis P. Suter. Hi, Alexis. How are you?
Hey. I'm fine. How are you? Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Oh, it's so great to have you on the phone, Alexis. We are such huge fans of yours. We've been following your music since way back in the day. I personally saw you live at Levon's opening up for a midnight ramble. And, well, after I picked my jaw up from my knee, I had to, find out who you were, because your voice and presence was so powerful and commanding, and you led that band like, a captain.
And, wow.
You know, it really rocked my world, and the band was super tight and fun, and Miss Vicky and Ray and the whole Jimmy on the guitar, the band was...
Peter on bass, yeah.
Yeah, it was slamming.
And yes.
Since that particular moment, you hooked me. And I think that's what happens to a lot of folks. If you
Isn't
have the opportunity.
A thing?
Yeah.
Isn't love a beautiful thing? It's a beautiful thing.
It's true. There's no way around it. Love is beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
And you are a person who receives love from many people. And
yes.
You give it probably 10 times. And
I try to. I'm human. I have my moments where I have, just my like moments. And then I have my love moments, you know?
That's an excellent way to put it. So speaking of the love moments, well, you have something new that's coming out. And a brand new single, Four Wheels Beats Two Heels, just came out.
Yes. Four Wheels Beats Two Heels is a single. We wanted to start with a single.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted to gradually dip our toe, into the waters again. Because, after the pandemic, things were moving a little slow. And we just really wanted to come back with something that would, really get people up and going.
Mm.
And, I have to give thanks to Virginia Buckley for introducing our sound, our music to Sally Bensington, at NOLA Records.
Yeah.
And she heard it and immediately wanted to sign us. So this, new single is out on NOLA Blue Records.
Mm.
And we'll be going back in the studio to complete a full-length CD.
Mm.
So I'm very happy about it, and I'm glad people are really enjoying the song.
Yeah, well, we're super excited for new music. And now may I ask, since I got you, were you signed to a label before NOLA Blue?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Hip Bone Records for life.
So
no matter what label we go to,
yeah.
Our base is Hip Bone Records. And I've been signed to many labels, but I've been signed to four labels in my life, but I'll always be a hip boner,
Well, I think it's really cool that NOLA Blue also recognizes your talent, and they help out with all of the, important things when it comes to making a record, like distribution and getting it in the hands of people that need to get it so that you can spread the word. And that's what's super important about having a label, as opposed to being just 100% independent, because then you have to do all that work, which can get daunting and, can pile up. So
right.
It's nice to be signed to a label where you can be an artist and not have to worry about the, business end.
Yes.
Or at least somewhat.
Sally Bingston is, magic. She's dedicated and committed to to this music and to the artists that she has, you know, and she's just, you know, we're very, very blessed to know her, to even know her, and to be on her label that's like, you know, I feel like I'm the cherry on top of the cake.
Yeah, well, keep riding that wave, because cherries on top of the cake are better than sprinkles.
Yes!
So, Alexis, you are coming to the Park Theater in Hudson. You're bringing the amazing band, and this is happening Saturday night. It's a cool venue. Have you been there before?
You know what? I have not been to this venue yet. You know, the band hasn't played in Hudson, New York since the old Helsinki days.
Yeah, you know? It's been a while.
And we are so excited to come back, you know. We hope to see old and new friends in this beautiful, intimate space,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, Park Theater Hudson takes its name from the original silent movie theater that opened in 1921,
you know,
and the theater is undergoing significant restoration by the owner. I believe his name is Shannon McGee, you know, and it has a long history in town, but it has seen it's seen years of neglect, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yes.
Shannon is devoted to bringing it back to its former glory, and I'm glad I'm being a part of that, you know, glory that he's trying to bring up in there. I'm glad that the band is being a part of the history.
Yeah, I could definitely appreciate, you know, your involvement in it, and it's great that we can have, you know, an area of New York that has been defunct of, well, some live music venues.
Right.
Have one come back. And, well, it's a cool venue. And I think people, if they've never been there, will go and really enjoy the whole vibe of the place.
Oh, so, yes.
Yeah. And
I mean, just reading about the place, because, you know, I like to read and things like that. And, you know, reading, I've come across that Shannon is committed to support his community. You know, he grew up by providing a space to nurture the Hudson Valley's, you know, great presence of musicians and artists and playwrights and all the creative people that's down with the cause.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he grew up in this community, so people should come. Whether we're there or not, people should come and support that venue to keep the life in it.
Nice. Yeah.
You know?
I definitely agree. Shannon at one time, well, lived in Johannesburg, South Africa, and moved to Hudson. And now we have to celebrate that he is at least putting a lot of energy into making a space that is acceptable for us to enjoy some live music.
Right.
And that's cool.
Y'all hear what he's saying, y'all, right? Y'all hear what he's saying? It's the truth. It's the truth.
So, Alexis,
y'all come on out.
Yeah. We got a big show Saturday. You're probably going to break out your new single, Four Wheels.
Oh, absolutely.
Beats Two Heels.
They're going to get the whole kit and caboodle, baby. They just got to come out to 723 Warren Street and pack that theater. Let's get it moving, y'all.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing event. It'll be definitely one that you'll talk about for months to come, years to come. It's going to be a throwdown, and, well, Alexis P. Suter Band will not let you down. The minute they hit the stage, they're going to get into your soul. And that's what I love about the band. And they never let me down. No matter how I'm feeling inside, I can come see an Alexis P. Suter show and leave with an ear-to-ear smile.
Amen.
Because it's true. You bring the love. And you love what you do. And that's what's infectious to me.
Yeah,
I've seen you sing Let It Be by the Beatles. Not only was I weeping, but you were in tears as you were singing it. And
oh, it means so much. It means so much.
And just to know that you're not alone while you're performing it and you're making everyone weep, it wasn't about being sad. It was more about joy.
Yes.
Which hits me in a different spot when you mix up a bunch of emotions and you don't know what's happening, whether you should be happy or sad. That's the power of music. And that's why I go to live shows, so I can be in that moment.
Yes. Woo.
So you got a lot of responsibility now.
Yes.
And light them up on Saturday night, Alexis. We look forward.
Yes, I will. And I will be doing Let It Be. So I'll let that be known.
All right. Well, I'll try not to make a little puddle on the floor. It happens.
Oh, I'll come and hug you. Don't worry. Big hugs are great hugs.
Well, there's nothing better than that. Yeah, well, we look forward to the show Saturday night, 8 o'clock at the Park Theater in Hudson on Warren Street. It's an intimate venue, so make sure you get tickets and go before you're shut out. You don't want that to happen. You want to be part of the scene. So get tickets now. Be there Saturday night, 8 o'clock show, Park Theater, Hudson, the Alexis P. Suter Band. And much love and luck with the new single and new music in the future. We look forward to a full length.
Yes, yes. That's right, y'all. 723 Warren Street, beautiful theater. Come and get some.
Get plenty. Thank you, Alexis. Yes. Thanks for talking to us. And we look forward to chatting with you in the near future. And we'll see you Saturday night at the Park Theater in Hudson.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Have a great day.
You too. Have it be a great day.
Yes. Bye-bye. Bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Be right back.